question.
So,
Jonathan,
when we last spoke, we were talking about cookies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So what I'd like to do is kind of just, you guys just call out different aspects of cookies, you know, different perspectives or whatever, and we'll watch to see which is the real piece that's the importance of the cookie. Because it's not the cookie itself, right? What is that cookie? It is. I'm not saying no. What I'm saying is that the cookie can mean this, the cookie can mean that, you know. So, for example, I'll start, and then we can just, anything you guys think of, and you'll know which one hits, okay? So, for example, is it the actual taste and eating of the cookie?
I like that.
You like that.
Mm-hmm. So are we asking questions, or
just aspects of the cookie. What the cookie represents, aspects of the cookie, you know.
Do you make the cookie?
Not all the time. Usually not.
The love that comes from it. It's like when somebody makes you a cookie and offers you a treat. It represents love. I mean, when my mom used to make cookies and she baked a lot, and it was just like yummy.
Yeah, my mom didn't. Yeah. And I usually buy boxed cookies.
Yeah.
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 But
it was love too.
There's more to that than you can
share. But I do like the sentiment. Sentiment feels
but
good.
But who gave you cookies?
Who gave me cookies?
Who was the person that gave you cookies and sweet
things? And sweet things? Well, okay. Oh, this is what I mentioned before.
Yeah.
Ice cream and cake and cookies and all that. My grandmother would give it to me, or my aunt, or something like that. But I was never sure. I know my grandmother did it because she thought it was my grandmother or grandfather. Step-grandfather did it because they thought it was wrong what my mother was doing. But my aunt and uncle and what, I think they did it out of, like, big vindictiveness for my mother. So.
So there's no dysfunction.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
For instance, when my grandmother gave me chocolate or something, we lived in an apartment building, and she lived upstairs. So I'd go upstairs and stay with the robot, and before she would send me back down, she would have to rinse out my mouth or brush it, because my mother would smell my breath, because my grandmother gave me chocolate.
Oh, wow.
So the cookie now, could it represent, so it's not like the smell or the taste, it has to do with punishment reward, or...
getting away with something.
Getting away with something. Ooh, so we're onto one there. Okay.
Right, that was my question, the mischievous.
Well, that's exactly what Wendy said. Mm-hmm. Is it about the... Why don't you do your own
thing? The mischievous quality of somehow getting away with it. Was that the joy?
I don't know.
Or the cheating, breaking the rules?
I don't know. I was just so happy to have it. Because my mother, she would give me, like, a cookie or ice cream with chocolate sauce. Or another thing she would make me cinnamon toast. With butter and cinnamon sugar.
I love them. Who's that? Your grandmother?
My grandmother.
So what I was going to say at first was grandmother, but mine died before they could give me anything. Mm-hmm. But I always imagined that was what it would be like to go to grandma's house. Mm-hmm. But what I was just thinking now was like a secret love kind of thing. So.
He's a closet cookie eater.
Do you enjoy the cookie? Do you savor the cookie?
I really
like
the cookie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. So it's the love and...
I'll only eat good cookies now.
I bet.
Of course.
Yeah. Which is shocking. Right? So what you're trying to do is to get to that feeling, right? So we get the puppy feeling, right? The golden retriever, right? And I got to tell you, that whole thing with Reese, every time I looked at you, you were petting that puppy, and I was just like, and you looked so happy, love, and you were present. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay,
here.
Puppy's right.
We said that he's going to go back to Francine to say, because it was a goat, he said, Francine, we're going to be having a kid. And a goat. As a kid.
So you work your way down.
No. A kid is a goat.
Oh, yeah. You need a golden retriever. Yes. Yeah. So thank you for lending that out, because that was actually quite pretty. It's the petting and you had it right in your heart area too. So that was really cool. So how do we replicate that?
When I have a cookie or anything really good food, I'll get to be goat boy again if it's so good. So I just I love the just.
So it's not the result. It's the verification of your goat boy.
Well, that your love, I mean, because if you felt, I'm assuming you didn't think that your mom loved you often, or at least often enough, and then to have these other people giving that to you, that must have been even more special.
Wouldn't I just like eat Chips Ahoy then or something if that was the case?
Could you?
No. Like a Chips Ahoy cookie?
I mean, now.
Now, yeah.
No, but that's not you.
Because this is luscious and it's lavish and
it's
you know, wrong.
It's wrong.
So what you're really trying to do is to replicate the love. That's the piece you're getting to. It's not about the cookie. Right.
Which is, I think, why if I'm having fun with friends or if I'm in a relationship, I don't crave them so much.
Okay, but when you're not in a relationship, or when you're having a bad day, or when you're feeling isolated, or you're not having, you know, use the cookie, even if it's once a day, use that cookie to get you to that place.
Yeah.
I think that's really, this is a practice.
But I still feel guilty about it. Like, the cookie I just ate, since they put calories in everything now, I know how many calories it was.
Because you're not supposed to have.
Well, it does. I mean, imagining.
Like, you're not supposed to have the love.
Right.
Imagining the cookie, imagining it, bring the love up in you.
Probably makes
I mean,
your
can you do
crumble.
It without the actual prop?
Because there's still cookies after all.
I don't know.
All.
It's a question. It's a question.
I mean, I still like. The problem is, if I really start craving it, then I have to go eat it. Otherwise, it's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So I think it's actually the guilt. Right? So is it possible to eat the cookie? Or eat the second cookie? Who was saying that second cookie? That was Arden, right? Was saying
somebody
eat the second.
Said,
I can't remember.
Because I allow myself one little cookie a day.
Right.
Yeah.
So no matter how much cookie, to not feel guilty afterwards. That's the key.
Or to bring up
because
the love
because
without
that's what
having
happened.
The cookie.
You felt you got it, and then you were guilty because you were trying to hide it.
Because you weren't in your integrity. Because your mom's upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much they wash out your mouth with soap, you knew you eat the not soap butter.
Yeah.
You knew you ate the cookie. I know, right? You knew you ate the cookie.
Mm-hmm.
So cookie is associated with love, but it's also associated with guilt, because it's a cookie is wrong. So how do we get up the peace?
It's shame, right, that you feel when you eat the, right, because your mother would shame you for eating the cookies.
And so then, how else can you access the feeling
the eating the cookie is guilt, then my mother telling me that, like, I was fat, that's shame.
Yeah.
And
because you are wrong.
The cookie leads to fat, and being
you're
fat is
fat, and you can't.
So I'm just not lovable
because
you're not.
The shame is the third chakra will, you know, willpower to not have, so.
So I'm with Wendy. The cookie may be too high risk for you.
Yeah.
Because it's
high risk,
too clung. It's too connected to the guilt and the shame and da-da-da-da-da-da. Give us something else. Just anything that pops into your mind, like something that just brings you joy. And I know being in relationship does, right? But you tell us that you're not in relationship all that often.
No.
Friends, right? So you need a solo activity that gets you to that connected place. And it could be phone call, Facebook, but that, I want you to, it's the bringing up of the, you can see it in him, so you know what I'm talking about, right? How do we get that up in you?
It's hard to predict. I mean, every now and then, like, my roommate will see it, and he gets excited. Because it's so rare, but like when we were looking for a Christmas tree before I left, and I saw one, and he could see I got excited for like that's the one, but then that was already taken. And so he kept trying.
Of course it was, because it's so close. Yeah. And then, oh, no, that's not for you. You don't get that, Jonathan. No love for you. How about shopping? That was another one.
I love shopping.
Yeah. How about shopping?
They're hilarious. Their shopping trips are hilarious. Okay.
So make sure you're trying to, this is a daily practice, right? So it could be a cookie one day, but if it starts to bring up the guilt, cookies are off. I mean, you can eat cookies or not cookies, but that's not the practice, right? So go shopping. Go see the sunset. It doesn't have to be the same thing every day. But he did sit right up in his seat with the shopping. So can you shop every day?
No. No, not in Costa Rica. And it's not the same.
And I'm not saying you have to buy something every day.
No, but it's also not the same when I'm doing it by myself. If I'm by myself, if I need something, I will go shopping. But if I go on a trip to see Maida, and then we wander around New York or Soho, and we go into shops and we try this on and try that on. It's like, oh, this is beautiful. Let's do that. It's sharing the experience is what makes that fun.
Okay, so I need you to be going to the experience every day.
Every day, somehow.
Every day, somehow. So one day, it might be real. Okay, your mind does not know the difference, right? Whether it's real or whether it's your memory, as long as the emotion's coming up, right? That's the key.
Yeah.
So one day, it could be actually shopping, or going dancing, or, you know, it can be, right? And then the days you have nothing, you just have to. I would invite you to sit down, put on the bowls, 10 minutes, and just relive that experience. Anyone, the best one.
Well, so I did something similar a couple weeks ago, when I was driving to my dance lesson, when I decided, yes, I'm going to ask this girl out. And so I said previously that I don't really imagine positive outcomes anymore. I imagine just fights and negative outcomes and all that. But on the drive there, I was imagining a positive outcome, and I was actually getting, feeling good and excited. And I realized at one point on the drive, whatever happens, remember this feeling.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Bing, 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 bing.
Open to everything, attached to nothing.
And also tracking all those times. All those surprises when it comes up, like the Christmas tree and whatnot. Goat Boy, look at Goat Boy
look
every
at goat
day.
Boy. So, and the other one.
And connect with Goat Boy.
The other tool is you lay down in bed the night you went Christmas tree shopping. Mm-hmm. You lay down in bed and you imagine that same thing, but you got the tree. So you're rewriting history. What you're doing is you're reprogramming the neural pathways of, it's not going to work out. The relationship's not going to work out. I'll gain all this weight. You're like, all those negative, I have to do this, and keep it so tight, or else this horrible thing is going to happen to me, right? So if you can do it in a way, when those things happen, I use this one a lot. I call it rewriting history. You lay down in bed, and I'm like, well, what if that went really, really well? And then you have the feeling of it going really well. Okay?
Okay.
Cool?
I love it. Play in the mud.
No way.
Try it.
Go to Walmart, get your cheap jeans, and go play in the mud.
And then send us pictures.
His cheap jeans.
Yeah, because I told him he's got to paint a house or something, and he's not in these jeans.
This is fake.
I said, we'll buy a whole outfit. It's all right.
I will buy a whole outfit
and
for
how
it.
Do
I
was thinking. Keep in touch with you.
And keep, right. And the other thing is reaching out to your classmates.
What's that?
WHATZ.
No, what's WHATS app, APP.
Okay.
I have WhatsApp.
I just put it on my phone, but I still need your phone number.
I forgot to take
you don't
pictures,
have it.
By
no.
the way.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So before we break, before we take off.
With the cookie thing, maybe it's not.
If you don't do it
cookie.
First thing Friday, I don't remember.
I know, it's
until, gone.
That's time with your grandmother. Maybe think about some of the special times you had with her where you really felt her love. And do that for your mind movie. You're so visual. And you go out there so far. You could create. Such a nice...
Is your grandmother still alive?
No.
Okay.
So just...
She would always come to my... When my mother would dig in her heels about something, she would guilt my mother into doing it.
Yeah, so you got to be careful of the spite part, you know? Like, you're saying go to something that was a pure love thing between you and your grandmother as opposed to a a manipulation thing between your mother and your grandmother.
Yeah,
you but know, at least you would feel defended.
She, yeah, I felt defended. And she did it because she loved
And
me.
As long as, okay, if it brings up the feeling, good.
She's the one that's going to protect you from that other storm. Mm-hmm. But you have to cut the cord on the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just feel the love, because that's what's going to bring the result that you want.
Okay, so Wendy,
yeah,
you can check in, you can check out, did you bring an item, any of the meditations, what'd you get?
Oh, well, go.
Yeah.
So it was good that we didn't check in, because then he stayed in my room until this morning, and then I brought him, and then I had him with me in the meditation. I had an awesome meditation.
The mother-father one?
Yeah, the mother-father.